Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. I see you have a story that's raising some serious concerns about the UK's energy grid. What's the situation?
Morning, Alice. Yep, it's about the energy networks and a major trade union called Prospect raising red flags. They're saying that these networks aren't investing enough in maintenance, and this is coming after a pretty damning report into a recent substation fire that caused Heathrow to close.
Oh, that's concerning. So the substation fire at National Grid was a big deal, right? What exactly did the report say about that?
Right, the report found that the fire was caused in part by not replacing a transformer part that had high moisture levels since it was last serviced in 2018. Also, the fire suppression system in the substation was out of service. That's a big oversight.
Wow, so the fire suppression system wasn't even working. That's a recipe for disaster. What's the union's argument here?
Prospect is saying that companies are focusing too much on squeezing existing assets rather than building new ones. They argue that the way the sector is regulated, with 5-year price controls, makes companies prioritize short-term gains over long-term maintenance.
So it's the regulation that's causing the problem. Interesting. What does Ofgem, the regulator, have to say about all this?
Ofgem defends the system, saying Britain has one of the most reliable energy systems in the world. But they do admit there's no room for complacency. They fund and incentivize companies to maintain and invest in their networks. However, they also mention that companies that don't meet standards face fines.
So they're walking a tightrope here. They want to ensure reliability but also keep costs down. What about the workforce? Is there a shortage of workers or something?
Exactly. Sue Ferns from Prospect says that the surge in demand for new connections for wind and solar farms is putting extra pressure on the workforce. There's less flexibility to do maintenance work, which is a big issue.
That makes sense. If they're trying to meet new demands, the old infrastructure might not be getting the attention it needs. What does Ofgem's recent review say about this?
In their 2023-24 review, Ofgem said the high voltage networks have fallen behind on goals for existing asset work and called for a significant boost in activity. However, the performance was mixed for lower voltage distribution networks. Some missed their targets on customer interruptions.
So there's a gap between the high and low voltage networks in terms of performance. That's a problem. What about the spending? Are companies investing as they should be?
Distribution network owners spent less on equipment replacement and refurbishment than allowed during the first year of the current price control period. Delays in getting equipment and workers are cited as reasons, but they're forecast to overspend by the end of the period as projects catch up.
So there's some catch-up coming, but the bigger question is whether this is enough. The union is saying the consequences of not maintaining the system are becoming clear. What do they specifically point to?
They say it's slowing progress towards a cheaper, cleaner energy system and reducing the resilience of the existing system. That's a pretty big claim.
Right, and the Energy Networks Association is responding to this, I assume.
Yes, they highlight the sector's near 100% reliability and mention that distribution networks are investing around £20 billion between 2023 and 2028 in its resilience and maintenance. They argue that sustained investment is key for maintaining the grid and improving resilience.
So there's a push and pull here between the unions and the companies, with Ofgem in the middle. It's a complex situation and the stakes are high for the UK's energy system.
Absolutely. The fire at Heathrow was a wake-up call, and it's clear that the balance between cost efficiency and long-term maintenance needs to be carefully managed.